This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Jalen Rose from the Mothership will join us coming up. LeBron James could be out for a couple of weeks. How's that going to impact the West in the playoff picture? Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, will join us in the final hour of the show. So LeBron's out with a foot injury. And I'm interested to see or hear what the medical diagnosis is on this, because it didn't look like I stepped on somebody's foot type injury. And LeBron said that he stepped on a player's foot and it looked like he rolled it. I think it was just the shoe kind of caught, and you know, maybe it's a stress fracture there. I mean, the foot injuries, you know, the NBA is littered with players foot injuries that don't go away. And it's almost like a back injury to a golfer. Those things don't go away. But, you know, given that he's got how many years, how many miles on that body, that we shouldn't be surprised that he does start to break down. But hopefully it's not, serious. We have LaMelo Ball's out for the rest of the year. He broke his ankle last night. But LeBron right now out for, looks like, a couple of weeks. Yes, Marv.
Did you see while we were on break that Bronny, top 10 projected pick in the 2024 draft? Yep. Windhorst said it on our show. I was like, I didn't realize he would be that high.
Well, Brian Windhorst joined us before we went on break, and he said, you know, you're going to be surprised at the grade that he's going to get by ESPN's draft expert. And I thought, okay, first-round draft pick. And then when we got done with the show, I, you know, was contacted by somebody at ESPN. They said, how about top 15? I go, really? And then I think it ended up that he's a top 10 pick so far. Yeah, Seton?
Yeah, I saw something right while we were on the break that he had just, in the last year or so, his game has just, he's added like this level of explosiveness that wasn't there. He grew a little bit. He filled out defensively. He's a much better player, that he's really figured something out in this past year.
Yeah, I thought his younger brother would be the star because he's got height. They obviously have athleticism, but I watch Bronny play, and I always do this test. I if somebody doesn't know LeBron James' son is playing, I always say, pick out LeBron James' son. And they rarely pick Bronny because you're picking the best player on the floor, and Bronny doesn't stand out. You know, he's 6'3". But he's a good player. I mean, he's a really good player. But I don't know how that translates to the NBA. Like, what does he do really well that he's going to find a spot for a team? And I'm not quite sure. I haven't talked to somebody who studied this, just, you know, I'm reading the reports like everybody else, but when I do watch him, it's like when I watched LaMelo when he was a freshman in high school, and he had size, he had no discipline whatsoever, but I thought he was going to be the best player out of the family because he could shoot, he had a handle, he had some height, and he had some swag to him. And then he goes to Europe, comes back, and he was must-see TV there for a while. You can see this sometimes, and then other players where you go, I did not see that at all. Or they're really good, like Purvis Ellison was great his freshman year at Louisville. I just don't know if he got any better after his freshman year at Louisville. But then you'll have these guys where you go, oh, that guy was kind of good. Wow, have you seen him now? That guy who gets to be 22, 23, 24, and they're a completely different player than when they were 18 or 19. Yeah, Paul.
So this is like a two-part question. Can an NBA franchise look at Bronny James basketball only? Or are they going to be compelled to, in the business side of it, say, like, we're drafting the most famous 18-year-old on Earth, basically. If you look at it, I don't know how many people are more famous than him that play sports on Earth. Like, if you're the 10th pick of the draft, Washington, the 10th pick this year, they took Johnny Davis of Wisconsin. I don't know how many ticket sales Johnny Davis drove. Mm. If they had the 10th pick next year and took Bronny James, all of a sudden you're going to send out thousands of season tickets. You have a face, a household name coming in when none of these guys are household names. And doesn't that set up Bronny James for being a disappointing player by being taken higher than his basketball abilities maybe should?
Yes. I think he, you know, LeBron lived up to the hype and then some. Bronny didn't bring this on himself. He's just, his dad is, you know, LeBron James. But here's LeBron at 15, 16 on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You're the chosen one. You're the king. Well, you better be damn good. Bronny, we're just looking at and going, all right, let's see what you have. I don't know what he does really well. And he might just do a lot of different things. But if I'm a team and I'm like Washington, sure, I'd take him. You know? Now, I don't think LeBron is going to immediately and automatically go to that next team. Like, he wants to play with Bronny. And maybe I was under the impression LeBron thought, maybe Bronny doesn't get drafted, therefore he can join the team that LeBron is on. But if he's a top 10 pick, well, that changes things. Yes, Marv.
I think Bronny's known around the high school community or whatever. I think he's known as a shooter, like a 3-and-D guy. I think he's a really good defensive player and a really good shooter, so he might be a 3-and-D guy. I don't know much else about him game-wise.
Yeah. But he does have some highlights. It's just, you know, you're comparing him to his dad, which is an unfair comparison, obviously. Yeah, Paul.
Sometimes this coverage of him feels like wishful rankings. Like, he is ranked, you know, if you look at these ranking lists, he's in the 30s, 40s, and 50s of high school players. But when they announce the McDonald's All-American team is led by Bronny James. No. There's 20 guys better officially ranked than him. There was this summer league thing going on and said, it's going to be led by LeBron James' son. They didn't even put his full name in it. It just said LeBron James' son. The coverage may do him a disservice, and he can't control it.
Who has a better chance at success, Tiger Woods' son or LeBron James' son? Because you watch Tiger's son, and he's Tiger. I mean, he doesn't hit as far, but attitude, swing, all of those things. And it feels like in golf, it's just you. You develop you. I don't have to worry about my competition. Nobody's guarding me. Bronny is not going to be 6'7", 6'8". Like his dad. All right. Can he lead a team? Is he a starter? Is he a 3-and-D guy? I don't know. And you know, maybe Jalen Rose will have some insight into that. But Bronny jumped up pretty quick because I think he went from like the ranked 24th in his class to now he might be a top 10 draft pick. That's pretty wild. LeBron, as I said, is out with a foot injury. We don't have any other update on that, but foot injuries are scary. Bill Walton famously had all kinds of surgeries, and it ruined his career. I mean, it cut short his career because of all those injuries. I think he had one that was misdiagnosed there, but LeBron, and you know, you have this opportunity. You got some youth. You got some energy with this new team. You got rid of Westbrook and Beverly, and it just felt like this was a team that you didn't want to face in a, you know, a seven-game series. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Poll question from hour one, it was pretty specific. It was about Carson Wentz, who was cut by the Commanders yesterday.
Yeah, it was, Dan, but we expanded the option slightly to Carson Wentz will become a career backup, go home, or get another shot to lead a team. 12% say get another shot to lead a team. How about that?
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, but 54% have him becoming a career backup.
By the way, the wait is over. Will and the Banks family are back. New season of the hit Peacock original series Bel Air. Stream it now. Episodes Thursdays only on Peacock, our streaming partner. Let's see. Corey in Iowa. Hi, Corey. What's on your mind today?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dan.
Sure.
What do you guys think if, I guess let me back up here. I hate to see some of these young quarterbacks get drafted and just thrown to the wolves right away. Yeah. There are obviously some guys that are ready for it, and then there's some guys that are not, and that's where they struggle, and I think that's what hinders some careers. What would you guys think if Houston signed Wentz to like a 2, maybe 3-year deal, then went out and drafted a quarterback, let him sit and learn? Because, I mean, can it really get much worse for Houston?
No, but I don't want to bring Carson Wentz in and have him it just feels like there's baggage that you're bringing in. And do I want him helping a young quarterback? Carson Wentz wants to start, I'm guessing. I had a problem with Favre not helping Aaron Rodgers when he first got there. But then I talked to Brett about that. And he said, look, I'm the starter. He's got to catch up with me. You know, that's just the way it works in the NFL. And I was like, okay. Because when he's ready to play, then I'm not going to be playing. It's not my job to get you ready. And I was like, okay. I mean, it's like Steve Young with Joe Montana. Steve Young waited his turn. I don't know if Joe Montana helped Steve Young at all, and probably didn't. But, you know, Joe Montana talked about this before with me, and he said, the backup's job is to get the starter ready. It's not my job to help the backup get ready to start.
Help me take your job.
Yeah. Hey, can you slow down? I'm taking notes on how to take your job. Yeah, okay, here. Yeah, I'll go over it again with you.
Let's meet later for brunch. And I'll give you some tips on how to take my job. I go play for Orlando.
Doug in North Carolina. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind today?
Dan, this is going to sound like a non sequitur, but I promise you it's not. But the best sports biography I've ever read was Andre Agassi's Open, which is 300-400 pages of him just talking about how much he hated tennis,
yep,
but his father loved it.
Yep.
And he talks about one of the reasons he fell in love with Steffi Graf is she grew up hating tennis, but her father loved it. And I thought about that when you guys were talking about Carson Wentz, about, you know, the guy accomplished his dream. Well, maybe it wasn't his dream. I think we'd be shocked by how many professional athletes got into it kind of looking for parental approval or knowing that, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know his relationship with his father, but I think we'd be shocked by how many young athletes are out there chasing their parents' dreams who are living vicariously through them.
I think those are all valid points, Doug, and thank you. And the Andre Agassi book is one of those where you want to talk about somebody who laid open, you know, everything about them, who they are, who they were, who they thought they were, a lot of things. That was a powerful book, Andre Agassi. Jason in California. Hey, Jace, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Real quick before my question, I just want to say Seton, Pauly, Marvin, Fritz, that's my order for the backroom guys. Real quick, the Dodgers didn't do too much in the offseason. Do you think they're saving up some payroll to go after Ohtani next year? Can you maybe see if you can get that out of Robert?
Well, I don't know if I can ask him if they're interested in Shohei Ohtani. I could ask him. He probably would not be able to answer that. Are they saving up their money? Yeah, sure, why not? If I could get Shohei Ohtani, now you put him in a Dodger uniform for the world to see, yeah, absolutely. Yes, Marv?
They're the Dodgers. They probably don't even have to save money.
I was going to say that, but, you know, If you're Dave Roberts and hell yes, you want Shohei Ohtani, who wouldn't? Yeah, Paul.
I don't know how Shohei Ohtani and his agent don't look at Mike Trout's past 10 years and go, we got to play in October. We got, you know, to miss. The Angels' dads are against them playing in October. It's just they are. Look at the history.
Yeah.
It's not personal. It's just the history of it.
Yep. Yep. But he still stood out, though. Shohei Ohtani is still the most recognizable player in baseball. Him and Aaron Judge, I would say. Yeah, but regular season. You imagine if you got him into the postseason and he started a game and then maybe homered in that game, you know, then that's when things change. You know, you get that opportunity. I always go back to Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson had a couple of moments where you're like, I'll never forget him. Touchdown run when he ran out of the end zone into the tunnel. When he knocked over Brian Bosworth in the All-Star game where he homered and then climbed the wall, make it a catch. You know, you have those moments there. When Dion told, who was it, Clemson, that he's taking the punt back? Like, I'm taking it back. And then he did when he was at Florida State. Like, these signature moments that you have with some of these athletes. Yeah, Paulie.
In the past decade, the Angels have made the postseason once. In the past decade, the Dodgers have missed the postseason once.
Yeah.
There it is.
Well, is he going to be a $500 million guy? And the question is, how long can he pitch? How long is he going to do both? And then you always had that something could happen, Tommy John surgery, you know, at age 28. So he'll get this opportunity when he's 29. You probably want to sign a 10-year deal. Seems like that's the going rate. 10-year deal at $500 million, which doesn't sound horrible. I mean, if I look how many games I get with him in the lineup or him pitching or both, so if you start to, you know, kind of monetize that, then, you know, you can make that work. But who has, you know, how many organizations, franchises are going to have $500 million? Padres are giving out $350 million contracts to everybody. I like that Manny Machado opted out to then get an extension. I'm like, okay. And you still got to pay Soto. What's he worth? You got Tatis under contract.
Jeez.
I mean,
are they a big market team?
I don't think you can say that you're not anymore. Yes, Todd.
Where's all this money coming from? The football team left. They've got hadn't had a basketball team in a long time. No hockey team. Just all the money in the world of San Diego just goes into the baseball team.
I'm not sure where they're getting their money from, but I know that they're spending their money wherever they're getting it from.
We should try out for the Padres. they need a radio show.
Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. And once again, I won't be asking Dave Roberts about Shohei Ohtani joining the Dodgers. In case you think that I don't want to get him in trouble. I've gotten people in trouble before by asking those questions. Like when I asked Steve Kerr when he was with the Phoenix Suns if he was interested in LeBron James, I think, and then he joked and said, yeah, we could offer him the mid-level, you know, or veterans exemption or something. I think that cost him $10,000, that answer right there.
I think it was 25.
Oh, well.
I think it was 25 large.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Paul.
Could you ask
no.
Dave Roberts, if there was a player that could win you...
That's located in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, the metro area.
Yeah.
He'd win you 18 games as a pitcher and drop maybe 30 home runs as a hitter, hypothetically. Would you want to be interested in that kind of guy?
Yeah. How much do you think he would be worth? Do you have to pay him two salaries? Which I maintain you do. If I'm his agent, Shohei Ohtani's agent, I just say, look, I got two players, right? That's two roster spots. I got one guy who can do two things for you. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk to Jalen Rose. He'll join us. Coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. If you own a business, it's been a rough time, and now's the time that GetRefunds.com can help you. They've made it easy, no matter how busy you are, to apply for the Employee Retention Credit, or it's known as ERC. Go to GetRefunds.com and get started, and it takes less than 10 minutes, probably about 8 minutes, see if your business qualifies for ERC assistance. Your business may be eligible for a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee, and this was the employees that were kept on payroll during COVID. GetRefunds.com has already helped clients claim over $1 billion. You know, it's now up to $3 billion.
Now.
Yes. I got an update on this. $3 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC, and they might be able to help you as well. And there's no charge up front. They do all the work. They don't get paid until your business gets its refund. Many businesses believe they won't qualify based off incomplete or outdated information. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, and see if you do. GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Is this De La Soul?
It's George Clinton, but De La Soul sampled it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Marvin has the music this month. You're running out of days.
Marv Madness is coming, everyone.
Marv Madness is coming.
That's from the Me, Myself, and I collection there, De La Soul. I like that.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Man, you're 90 minutes in and hadn't been great.
What was wrong with that one?
I don't know.
When I first heard that, I thought of Me, Myself, and I. That was kind of a popular song.
I did say De La Soul. Okay. I already said it.
I was agreeing with you. I was essentially saying what you said, but I just said Me, Myself, and I.
Oh, my God. I bring in Jalen Rose. See what I deal with every day, Jalen? I mean, somehow I make magic here, but De La Soul. Did you ever see George Clinton? Did you ever see Parliament?
Absolutely. I'm the youngest of four. And just so you know, I was born in 73, and I remember my childhood and just seeing the smoke rise from the basement. and going downstairs. And my brothers had these red and blue police lights and these streamers coming from the ceiling where I was an uninvited guest in my own house. And I started to realize what a lot of those records meant. And one time I took one of those clips with the feather on the end.
The roach clip?
Kind of, exactly. And put it on my pants and took it to school one day. And I definitely got in trouble for doing so because I didn't know what it was. So absolutely. Parliament, Afrika Bambaataa, George Clinton, all of those groups were heavily a part of my childhood.
What was the smoke that was coming out of the basement?
It just had a different smell that wasn't tobacco.
Let me give you a
full... Used to call it reefer back in the day, yeah. I guess.
ESPN NBA analyst and the 13th overall pick by the Nuggets?
Yes, indeed.
1994. Jalen will be part of the Boston Celtics All Access tomorrow. Wall-to-wall coverage of the team followed by the Cavs Celtics at 7:30 Eastern. I've been talking about LeBron's injury. He said he stepped on somebody's foot, but he didn't. Like, what do you see with that injury? And it's always tricky for any athlete to have a foot injury.
Absolutely. It's a recurring thing for him, first and foremost. He dealt with a foot injury already. It looked like his takeoff was a little awkward. When he landed, he didn't want to put any pressure on the injured foot. And he's 38 years of age, Dan.
Yeah.
He still finished the game. The Lakers had an amazing comeback in a win at Dallas. And I'm pretty sure that pain, that soreness, continues to permeate. Now, obviously, if he's going to miss X amount of games and X amount of weeks, that's going to doom their playoff potential. But I admire LeBron, how he's performed this year, becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer, leading that Lakers team that, while they're on the marquee, when you look, put on some binoculars and you look closer at the standings, they're still like 13th. So I applaud him for what he's tried to do for that club all year.
I saw where ESPN has draft rankings, and Bronny James is a top 10 ranking right now. And, I mean, that was quick because I thought he was, you know, maybe in the top 30 or 40 in his class. And I don't know, is this a wishful ranking to put Bronny in there as a top 10 pick for the draft?
What a one thing about sports is, if it's wishful or not, you still have to get out there and play against the best of the best. And I've watched him grow as an athlete, as a player, improve his strength, improve his athleticism, improve his jump shot, improve his handle. When he was younger, it almost feels a little, as a former player and obviously doing this job for a living, what line do we draw at covering these young players? So are we going to say top fifth grader, top seventh grader? That feels a little predatory to me. But now, as he's gotten into high school and become a McDonald's All-American, a legit candidate for the status that you just acknowledged, it's fair to cover him and cover him righteously. And I think it's well-deserved.
Talking to Jalen Rose, you know what I noticed? A lot of times we'll look at a game and there's a big comeback and we'll go, is this about the team that lost the lead or the team that ended up coming back? Lakers against the Mavericks. One thing that stood out is Luka's got to stop complaining about every call, Jalen. I mean, I'm sure he gets a handful of calls every game, but man, does he whine.
It's not just Luka, Dan. It's most of the players in the league actually complain after every call. One of the things I learned as a player, just think about this. Each time the whistle is blown, the team that receives the call and their fan base is happy. The opposite happens when it goes against you. You never seen a player say, you know what? That was a weak call. That was a bad call. I don't want to shoot these free throws.
Well, you know, remember in high school, I had to raise my hand when I fouled somebody. They'd be like 24. All right. Even if I didn't think I fouled them, I had to raise my hand up now. They don't do
Absolutely.
That now.
No, that's definitely changed in the game. But I'll tell you what, as dominant as Luka has been so very young in his career, the one thing that I saw from the Mavs that I did not like, I don't like to see the best players taking turns to try to get off. I like to see them working together to make each other better. So adding Kyrie shouldn't mean he and Luka play together, but then one has to be out of the game for the other one to really be at their apex. And that played itself out in that game, and that's why they ended up losing.
There's a documentary about Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, who I thought had the quickest handle prior to when he was Chris Jackson at LSU, before he changed his name. That was quickest handle I'd ever seen. And then you got Kyrie, and Kyrie's probably got the best handle in the history of the sport. Would you say?
He's in the conversation. I always wondered growing up what it would be like if the Harlem Globetrotters played in the NBA. Like, what if Marcus Haynes or Curly Neal played in the NBA? And two guys that remind me of the two guys I just mentioned are Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving. The wizardry they both have with the basketball, the ability to jump off both feet, finish with both hands. And we talk about their great ball handling, but the beauty to both of their games is how they're able to shoot with range and accuracy. And Steph Curry in particular has taken it to a whole nother level. And to be guys that are considered slighter built based on the players that they're playing against, how they're able to finish at the hoop. So, yes, when you start talking about greatest handles, Kyrie's definitely in the conversation. Isaiah Thomas of my Detroit Bad Boys definitely has to be in that conversation as well. And rightfully so, Kyrie deserves that acclaim.
Did you go to Pistons games growing up?
Well, what had happened was the ticket prices. And then they were playing in Pontiac for a while at the Silver Dome, which – if you grew up in Detroit, that you got a better chance to get into Chicago than you do to the Silver Dome, so to speak. And then they moved to Auburn Hills. And so I didn't physically get a chance to go to games when I was young, but I did watch all of the games on a 13-inch television sitting on top of a component set. You know about those with the 33 and the 45 and the thimble.
Yeah.
And so I remember when Sacramento and the Clippers just played a game. It literally, the second highest scoring game in the history of the league, it took me back to my childhood because I remember staying up late and watching the highest point score in the history of the game. Isaiah Thomas, John Eddie Long, Kelly Trepuka playing at Denver, Alex English, Kiki Vandeweghe. I was physically watching that game on Channel 62, and the legendary George Blaha was calling that game. And so as I started to get older, obviously I had a chance to go to the games, and my father got drafted by the Pistons, but season tickets wasn't in the budget.
Did you grow up hating Michael Jordan?
Absolutely. Two places that never cheered for Jordan and celebrated really wearing his shoes. Fortunate enough, I grew up in Detroit, that was one, and played in Indiana, that's two. And this is where rivalries were real. And when the Pistons finally beat the Bulls, and by the way, Isaiah Thomas is the only human being to have a winning record against Magic, Bird, and Jordan. With that being said, when the Bulls finally beat my Bad Boys Pistons, there was a moment in sports that people look at it through a couple of different lenses. We walked off the court and didn't shake their hands. You can't tell me I wasn't in that line with them. You cannot tell me that I wasn't walking off with them. And that was a sense of pride that we had as champions, and our entire city loved and beloved that team to this day. And that was a beautiful rivalry, Bad Boys versus the Chicago Bulls and MJ.
Help me understand this J.J. Redick controversy that he's talking about today's game, and if you talk about yesterday's game, he doesn't want to hear about physicality. Dominique Wilkins got into this and said, you know, that J.J. Redick's take was idiotic, I think, here. It was more physical back in the day because you could use the arm bar and I could put my hand on you. Start there. It's got to be more physical, but I don't know why J.J. has a problem with yesterday.
I believe if you really just look at how the rules have changed, the main difference in past basketball and today's basketball is physical intimidation does not exist. Period. It does not exist. And so when you know you can drive to the basket and not have to get peeled up off the floor 7 or 8 times a game, what does that do? It affects your endurance, because falling on the floor for 82 games 6 or 7 times a game means you can't play 15 to 20 years. That means you may be lucky to play 10 to 15 years. Also, that physical intimidation we talked about, look no further than the Jordan rules. Michael Jordan had to understand that I need to get stronger. I need to improve my jump shot, because if I go flying through the air with my tongue hanging out, they're going to knock me to the floor. And this is what I want to say about when people compare the old to the new. Of course, an iPhone is better than a pager. Of course it is. But that doesn't mean that at the time when we were using pagers or flip phones, they didn't mean everything. They meant everything at that time. Yes, technology is better. And yes, the players are more skilled now, Dan. Can dribble, pass, and shoot. They specialize. They shoot with better range. But look no further than what's in an era position basketball. Look at the four or the power forward. That guy used to actually be powerful.
Yes.
And physical,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now that guy is a player that's 6'8", 230 pounds, that played shooting guard or small mm-hmm. forward in high school. That's now playing that position. And so that's where the game has changed. The physicality of the game doesn't exist from an intimidation standpoint. And also players' skill level is at an ultimate maximum that we haven't seen.
How badly are you rooting for somebody to score 82 points in a game?
I don't care, really. And the thing is, rest in peace to the Black Mamba. Like, I grew up in the game and I respect the game. And when you get a chance to watch greatness, go against greatness and compete against greatness, you're going to be on the wrong side of it. And respectfully, like I said in the Fab Five doc, when we lost in the Final Four, when we went out after the game, we wasn't waiting in line. The team that beat us was to get into the spot. And I also said that you can't tell me the last 3 or 5 NCAA champions. So I'll ask you this. We saw Donovan Mitchell score 71. We saw Dame Lillard score 71. But none of those players are going to be, I guess, as attached to those games as I am to the Kobe game. Respectfully, because I'm famous. That's really what it is. Jalen is a common name. My mother created a name that's a common name. And so, of course, if and when people think they're trying to clown me, they'll bring that up. But at the same time, I respect the game. I love and miss Kobe Bryant. And newsflash, it ain't 100. Wilt got the record. The record is 100, everybody. So when everybody starts talking about who's the greatest scorer and who's the record is 100. Do we know who was playing against Wilt? No.
Nobody was, apparently, that night. I love that. I love that. See, I would rather compete. It's like when you have the mercy rule. Like, I don't want a mercy rule. If you put up a number on me, I got to get better. It's not, correct. Hey, you got to help me because my feelings, and not that they do this in an NBA game, but as you said to me before, I didn't guard him the whole game. So they make it seem like you had Kobe the entire game and he put up 81 on you.
Well, one day on Get Up, they kind of broke down like the stats of what happened in the game.
Yeah.
And he actually scored 18 points on me. And the funny thing about an NBA game, that happens to players on a nightly basis. Literally, when somebody scores 18 points on them. And so, again, if you're around long enough and you get a chance to compete against greatness, some of the times you're on the wrong side of Brady throwing 6 or 7 touchdowns, or, you know, Michael Jordan putting up a historic game, or Steph Curry making, you know, 10 three-pointers in the game. It just is going to happen. And it happened to me. It happened to our Raptors. And I'm actually glad it was Kobe Bryant, because this is the same Kobe Bryant, by the way, that wouldn't be low managing.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that should be the guy that has the second highest scoring game in the history of the NBA.
So you locked up Kobe is what you're saying.
Yeah, I held him under 100.
No, he only got 18, like less than 25% of his points. There's got to be one of your teammates walking around going, man, I hope they don't break this down. And, I gave up 40 to Kobe. You gave up just 18. Hey, great to talk to you as always, Jalen. Thanks for sharing, and good luck with the all-access with the Celtics.
Yes, sir. Appreciate the love as always.
That's Jalen Rose, Boston Celtics, all-access tomorrow. Wall-to-wall coverage on the mothership, followed by Cavs Celtics at 7:30 Eastern. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick cut, flip your whole world upside down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Yeah, Marv.
These are one of those songs that you could just smell.
Really?
Oh, you know what's coming out when this song is on? A song like this?
Yeah.
What's that, Reefer?
Yes.
That's definitely what you're smelling in the air.
But if we go to the cookout.
No, my grandma's not having that.
Oh, she won't?
No, no, no. You and your cousin might go take a walk.
Oh, okay.
Then the food's ready.
I am going to a cookout with you this summer.
Yeah, I'm in. Oh, you're in.
No, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm going to your cookout.
All right.
Yes, Eaton.
That's one of my favorite things, like when you see, say, around Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, and you just see a group of sort of like, I don't know, 20-somethings walking the neighborhood. Everybody's going out for a break and a little bit of fresh air.
Well, I was in New York last week.
Yeah.
And that is the smell of New York. Used to be urine.
Yeah, it's a lot more preferable.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah. Because I said to my wife, what would you rather smell? She goes, I know, but everybody is smoking. Everybody. By the way, this program, award nominated, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz SUV. They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more, MBUSA.com. All right. The Falcons are in the market for a new starting quarterback. Falcons have released Marcus Mariota. All right. Are they going to sign a free agent? Are they going to promote Desmond Ridder, the Cincinnati quarterback? Shows a little promise there. Marcus Mariota. All right. Let me get a couple of phone calls in here. Thad in Cincinnati joins us. Hi, Thad.
Morning, Dan. How you doing, bud?
Great, great. What's on your mind?
Hey, so first thing that came to mind was the sample for the George Clinton song that Marv had on this morning. I believe one of the suits might have been NSYNC, the Space Cowboy single. I remember I watched it on a theater tape. It was Bow Wow Wow, Yippee-Yo, Yippee-Yay. If you want to ride, it was along those lines. So I think that might have been the one. You guys can fact check me on that one.
All right.
Second thing is, the breaking news alert that you just gave, too, I think that that's the Jedi mind trick here. So Derek Carr is getting looked at by most of those AFC South teams, Panthers and Saints. ATL freeing up space for Lamar. Wink, wink.
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows what's happening with Lamar Jackson. It just feels like they're going to franchise him. And then you got conflicting reports that, hey, he's not asking for a Deshaun Watson deal. Well, A, I don't believe that, because if I'm Lamar Jackson, that's where I start. My demand is Deshaun Watson's deal. Like, what's Deshaun Watson done? Look at what I've done. Deshaun doesn't have an MVP, but guaranteed money. And Lamar doesn't have anywhere near the baggage, Deshaun Watson. You know, you have to look at it from Lamar's perspective. Like, okay, next guy up. Okay, well, now we compare next guy up to Deshaun Watson. Not Mahomes. Deshaun Watson, you want guaranteed. I mean, Kyler Murray got paid. Granted, the Cardinals, you know, caved in. And it just feels odd with Baltimore. And I've said that for now 2 years. Just feels odd. Let's see. Patrick in California. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
58168.
All right.
All right, so I coached basketball here in Southern California for some time in Orange County. And first off, as you know, it's a hotbed of talent. There's a lot of good public and private school players. But when you look at the local press, LA Times, Orange County Register, even the, you know, out in Riverside, Bronny's not getting the headlines. Actually, one of his teammates, a kid by the last name of Bailey, is getting more of the hype. So yeah. I've had friends that are even referees that have gone to those games and ref those games, and fans are there to see LeBron and not Bronny, which I think is unfair to him. I think you guys hit it on the nail that if he goes and plays, say, at a D1 for a year or two and really learn to play against men, then that transition maybe to the NBA will be better. And watching the Mello brothers or the Ball brothers, they were head and shoulders above talent-wise than Bronny is right now.
Yeah, I mean, I thought LaMelo was, even as a freshman, I could see the potential there. You know, he was undisciplined. They took wild shots. And it was a strange style that they had. But, you know, even LiAngelo was a really good shooter. Haven't heard from the dad in a while. It's probably a good thing.
Let's get him on.
No.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We never had him on. She said yes to the request.
Already.
We never had him on. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager. He's going to join us next. He got a prediction for this year?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.